Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleashing your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become a writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take a leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Today's episode is self-care because you deserve better, bitch. Okay. You self-sabotaging, caffeine-fueled maniacs. Buckle up for, you know, my rant on the one thing that you suck at most. Okay. We're going to do some real talk today. Just serving up some tough love, hard truth, because we're going to talk about why taking care of yourself isn't just a luxury. It is a necessity. So grab your face masks. And if you're as smart as I am, you've got a couple of therapy cats laying around. And let's dive headfirst into the murky waters of self-care, okay? Number one, why do you suck at self-care? Spoiler alert, it's because you're lazy. Let's face it, asshat, you would rather binge watch Netflix and mainline caffeine than spend 5 minutes doing something that might actually make you feel good. And the truth is, okay, newsflash, self-care isn't just about the bubble baths and scented candles, okay? This is mandatory. It is vital in prioritizing your mental health. This is where we start to practice that self-love and the attention that you're craving from everyone else. If you can't give it to yourself first, then you can fuck off. That's the truth. Self-care isn't selfish, but the truth is you are. I want you to see that taking care of yourself is not selfish. It is the most selfless thing you can do, because when you're running on empty, you're as useful as shit, okay? Stop with the guilt trip that you continue to put yourself through and start putting yourself first for once, okay? Anyone that has to deal with your miserable ass is going to thank you. And eventually you're going to thank yourself. And there is power in saying no. Okay, I want you to repeat after me. No is a complete sentence. Nothing comes after that. No is a complete sentence. Unless you're talking to my 5-year-old, and then no requires a few paragraphs and some fine print that you need to read off 3 times before she understands what no is. Learning to say no to shit that you don't want to do is a breath of fresh air, okay? Stop saying yes to every damn thing that comes your way and set some boundaries. Your sanity is going to thank you. And I get that, you know, everyone has this toxic level of treat yourself, impulse buying, self-destructive idiots, okay? You've got to treat yourself like the queen, but the catch is, you're not trying to blow your entire bag on shit that you don't need, okay? It's about finding simple, affordable ways to show yourself that love and compassion. So back up from the Amazon Prime button, put your phone down, cancel out the search. Your bank account's going to thank you later. Because that's the truth. Your self-loathing is not serving anyone. Self-care is not just the fluffy day spa and smoothie bowl. It is about setting the boundaries and protecting your mental health. There is science behind self-care and its correlation to happiness, okay? And ding, 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 it's our brain and our body and how they communicate with each other, okay? So if we are experiencing, it's a natural, let me digress, okay? Because my brain is so excited because I love talking about the pursuit of happiness. I love helping people have that realization and awareness of what it is that we want more of. And we have this natural inclination to want more. It is deeply rooted in our biology, our psychology, our spirituality. It is in there. But it is possible to work with that desire in a healthy, productive way. And when I talk about wanting more, you know, people are thinking that it's more money, more, you know, outside things, more stuff. And we know the truth here on the Listen Bitch podcast, don't we? None of that shit is the happiness that you're after, the more that you want. We want fulfillment. We want peace. We want joy. We want to be able to self-regulate. We want to come from a place of ecstasy. We just want to live in the present moment and feel really, 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 really good. So there are ways to do this, to be able to bring that natural desire for more into our lives. And my friend Janet sent me a reel today that just, I loved it. I loved it so much. I need to share it on my page. I just don't know. I'm not that smart, you guys. There wasn't an automatic share button, but it's amazing because this guy did some research on anxiety and gratitude, and they literally come from the same place in our brain. So you can't simultaneously feel anxious and be grateful. It's impossible. Impossible. So when you think about something like that, okay, you are making this anxiety bubble your identity when truly gratitude can be what defines you. You've got to cultivate that mindset, okay? That's acknowledging and appreciating the things that you already have in your life. Very simple. I'm not telling you to go out and drop dimes anywhere. I'm not telling you to go out and do crazy shit. Literally, if you just take time every day to reflect on what you have, stop being fucking lazy about this. And if I seem pissed off, I kind of am, because it's simple, simple shit that you're just taking for granted and not doing. And am I coming from a place of, I can talk about this? Yes. Yes, I am, because I'm living a highly disciplined life right now. And I know what the lure of being lazy looks like. I know what it does to you. And it is a choice. There is a way to snap out of that. And you know it. And I know it. So it's start with that. Start with that gratitude, because you can't be anxious and thankful at the same fucking time. Okay. You have to set meaningful goals. Like, bitch, when is the last time you actually literally got a piece of paper and you wrote your shit down? And I'm talking from this from a place of power as well, because my journal pages, I write a fuck ton of shit down every single day. And it is feeding my subconscious. So these things become a part of what I really think. Deeply rooted, backed up goal setting and affirmations for the core of who I am. Set your goals. You have to channel your desire for more into setting meaningful, achievable goals that are going to align with your values, with everything, all your aspirations. Focus on pursuing the goals that bring you fulfillment. And this is going to contribute to your overall well-being, okay? And this is where you can actually wake the fuck up and stop chasing external validation or material possessions. Practicing that mindfulness. I will tell you to be mindful every single day, because I think that is something that has definitely made the shift in my life to bring me to the point of, you know, just self-awareness, emotional maturity, being able to handle my shit and not freak out all the time, not to be reactive. I'm in the moment. It's how I won't have regrets for the time I've spent since I've decided to wake the fuck up. So if you develop these skills, you start becoming aware of your thoughts, okay? And if you can be aware of your thoughts, if you're aware of your thoughts, you can see what channel of the radio station that you keep tuning to, because if shit's not going right for you, and you guys, I'm talking with my hands. I know you can't see the video right now, but I'm like freaking turning that knob like a motherfucker. Literally, tune to the shit that is going to get you where you want to go. If stuff is not happening for you in a way that you are happy and fulfilled with, like if you're not having a great time, if you're just like fucking on the stress wheel every single day, you have to start being aware of what you're thinking, because that's kind of feeding your feeling, and then your feeling is telling you what to think, and then you're just tangling up all of this communication from your brain and your body, and it's fucking up your impulses. Mindfulness is going to help you recognize when you are experiencing that desire for more. And when you are aware, it's going to empower you to respond to it in a conscious, intentional way. We don't leave shit to chance. We want to be intentional with everything we do. Every day when you wake up, that should be part of your journaling, is that intention, the intention. And you've got to practice contentment. And you can't do that if you can't get in the present moment. Because if you really want to cultivate that sense of contentment, you have to embrace the present moment, and you find the joy in what's around you right now. So you shift your focus from constantly striving for more, okay? And that's a toxic trait a lot of hustlers have. A lot of successful people fall into that toxic relationship of just striving for more, okay? And they're trying to fill a void in a way that they don't see, when really you just need Jesus, okay? That's what it comes down to. At the core of all of this, that has been the foundation that has kept me unwavering in staying consistent, unwavering in staying focused and recalibrating, and being willing to have faith and continue to put in the work to attune to a station that feels good to me. You gotta have that. Shift your focus from constantly striving for more to appreciating everything, the abundance that exists right here in this moment. And you've got to practice generosity. Share your time. Share your talents, the shit that you know. Share your resources through acts of kindness and generosity. Whatever that takes to be able to teach people and share. I've been blessed by incredible mentors throughout my life. And I know, you know, a lot of them grind their teeth at me sometimes because I'm not, you know, I kind of lived in the shadows for a while, and I wasn't talking about the stuff. I wasn't out there on my platform using that to be able to help people when it was just so freely given to me. That's why I'm standing up for this now. That's why this podcast is here, and why I'm dedicated to you becoming the best version of you, because I see that it's possible. It's possible. Give back. I guarantee that you've had some blessings along the way. I guarantee that you've caught some breaks. I guarantee that things have always worked out for you. And I guarantee you know some shit that other people don't. So if you aren't going to go drop off, you know, the big donation box, and start teaching people, start working with people, start, you know, sharing your knowledge, maybe your time, giving back to other people, that creates a purpose that transcends that material desire. And the boundaries, I'm really not fucking around about that, okay? That's your excuse to not have to look in the mirror. And I'm calling you out on it. I think it's bullshit when you're like, well, I have to take care of everybody else, and then your shit's just going to shit. That's the most selfish thing you could do. Because you don't give a fuck about other people, or you would fill up your cup. I know, you know, my girls had to deal with angry mom for 2 years. I was not filling my cup. And that's, you know, that's traumatic for them. That's a core issue of some of their struggle that they, you know, have to deal with, that we have to work through and process through, grow through. And if I could have just learned to fill up my cup and be whole for them in that moment, I wouldn't have, you know, left such a toxic scar on their memories. Set the boundaries. You have to search for those sources of fulfillment and happiness inside of you. And then you cultivate that and you grow it. Grow this through meaningful relationships, you know, through experiences that are going to nourish your soul. I want you to harness that natural desire for more. You're meant to have more. You're meant to live a life of abundance. A life of peace, a life of joy. It is possible. And if you do these things, it's going to help you. There is science, the science behind the self-care. It's the connection of your brain to your body. When you experience stress, your body releases hormones. Okay. So you've got like cortisol, you've got adrenaline, and this is what triggers that fight or flight response. Chronic stress fucks you up. It fucks you up physically, mentally, and then all of a sudden you're spiraling out of control with anxiety and depression and fatigue. Okay. I microdosed today and I feel really good, you guys. I was very, just very laughy this morning. I'm keeping a very close eye on my experience because I am excited to share it with you guys. But I just felt so light, so free. And you know, that's surviving a very strict part of my life. I'm doing 75 hard. Okay. First rule of 75 hard is you fucking tell everybody about it for as long as you endure it. Okay. You're going to get so sick of it that you're going to look it up and then decide to do it your fucking self. Okay. Cause you should. I think everybody should do it once. I've done it once. I survived. I did it. And I'm doing it again to support my kid. But you know, on a day that I thought I would wake up just kind of like depressed, cause I have a whole list of things I can't have. And that's a trigger for me. Okay. That's like, tell me I can't and bitch, I'm going to. Like it speaks to the inner rebel inside me that has always just been like, I hope a mother will tell me no. Go ahead and tell me no, because I will do it. And so the minute I tell myself I can't have something, I'm like, I freak out. But yeah, there's not a part of me today that could care less about sugar. So it's a normal day. I don't give a shit. And, you know, pretty much it's a normal day. It's weird. It's weird. It's a normal day, but there's a whole shitload of restrictions on my life. It's bizarre, but I feel super light, no stress, no pressure, no like, you know, anxious feeling of like 75 days. There's no looming impending cloud over me. Very laughy, very light, very, I was having a great time until I realized how pissed you guys are making me. Okay. So that's why I'm bringing some tough love and I'm getting a little heated because I just want to reach through your headphones and shake the fuck out of you. Like, just stop. Just stop the bullshit, okay? Stop looking for everything outside of yourself, okay? This is, if there was any week that you were going to come to Jesus, this is it, babe. This is it. And reading the Bible every single day, I am so looking at this week different. Like, I've read through Matthew, Mark, I'm through Luke now. So I've heard about his experience, you know, back to back from different perspectives. And it is crazy. It's crazy that that happened for us. It's crazy that he experienced that. And just, I couldn't imagine knowing, like, it's like today we know that we're dying in 5 days. And we have to trust and have faith in our Father that we're coming back. It's crazy. That's what we experience, right? Only we just don't know the time. We don't know the time. But anyway, so microdosing and having, you know, that foundation of Jesus, that's my superpower. That is the superpower. That when you ask me how, that's it. How does she do it? And I know you think it. I know you do because you bitches tell me. I read your messages, okay? I don't know how you do it. Well, I don't know how you don't. We have the same fucking 24 hours in a day, okay? The same 24 hours in a day. So how is it that I can make time for self-care? I can do this shit, you know, taking my happy ass to the gym at 5 a.m., right? Doing the things that are important, getting an outdoor walk-in. So I'm getting, you know, the sun wasn't out. It wasn't quite out yet, but getting outdoor air, moving my body. I'm doing the core things that are showing my body love. Okay. Eating protein forward food. My body's getting the nutrients, committing to my supplements, you know, the vitamins, the neurotropic obsession I have now, taking that shit. Like, I have the time for all that. Plenty of time to drink a gallon of water. In fact, I'm already 30 ounces over. Okay. I did sweat a lot though. So I feel like I really needed that. But you are putting your body through so much by staying in that fight or flight. Okay. And if you've heard, I know there's a bunch of random ass, you know, commercials that come on, ads and shit, when you're watching a video and it's talking about, do you struggle with cortisol belly and all these things? You guys, that's a shit that's keeping you frozen where you are. But what I've learned, and I know this is not Microdose Monday, but it's a part of my everyday. So I think I throw it in there more than I like to say. But, you know, there's this word called neuroplasticity. Okay. This is the part of our brains that have this remarkable ability to change and adapt in response to experiences and environmental shit. Okay. So when you're engaged in activities that, you know, we're calling the self-care, like being mindful or sitting in quiet prayer or moving your body, you're promoting the neuroplasticity. And so does microdosing psilocybin. Okay. You're strengthening neural pathways and creating new conversations for your brain. Those pathways, you are just like stuck in a rut. Okay. It's on a pattern. It's on a pattern of repeat, and it's Groundhog Day in your brain. You want to create new pathways. Microdosing does that. Don't take my word for it. Go Google the shit. Okay. I know I haven't done a scientific episode about it for a long time, but the research is out there. They see live footage of your brain creating new pathways when you are taking a minuscule amount of, you know, psilocybin. But that's still happening. Even if you're not microdosing, it's happening when you are, you know, practicing mindfulness, when you're staying in that moment, or, you know, even getting into that quiet prayer. I'm struggling with the word meditation. Okay. I don't know. I need to find a new word for it where you guys are going to know what I'm talking about. But just staying in that space of like shutting everything up in your brain, turning off all thought, turning off everything, just shut it fucking down, like blackout. I want you to have like a conscious blackout where you're just sitting in that moment and you are just becoming love. Every time I sit in that space and I evolve into that, you know, it is just that, you know, calling God into my heart and letting that reflect with every heartbeat, it grows. And I can visualize that. I see that. So when I'm writing my affirmation that says, I am love, that's real. I'm rooting that in my core. I'm creating a new conversation space, a new roadway in my brain for that to be my new go-to. I am love. There is neurochemistry of happiness. Okay. So this is where we talk about that serotonin, the dopamine, endorphins. This is shit that's going to regulate your mood and emotions. Guess what? Moving your body, socializing, practicing gratitude produces feel-good chemicals. Ding, ding, ding. Imagine that. How fucking simple, bitch. But you're still stuck on that binge-worthy Netflix show, asking everybody what you should watch this week. And don't get me wrong, I'm not here to judge, okay? When I'm about to go wash a fuck ton of dishes and I'm going to put up a trash TV show on Netflix, right? But let me tell you what I have done today, okay? I've read 10 pages of a nonfiction book, okay? It's called Chatter. Ethan Cross, I believe, is the author. I read 10 pages of that. I read, you know, my scheduled Bible. I also listened to a book from the Master Key series in my headphones when I was in here doing my journaling this morning. I journaled 2.5 pages, like notebook pages of stuff. I've gotten in 2 45-minute workouts. I forgot where I was going with this, bitch. Okay, I've done a lot. I've earned the binge-worthy series. Oh, I also read a fiction book in the library while my kid was playing with the toys because she didn't want to leave. So I fed my body today. I fed my soul. I moved. I did the things that are going to create feel-good chemicals in my body. Okay, this is shit that naturally leads to those feelings of happiness and fulfillment. And how fucking easy is that? Okay. To just practice gratitude, to just stop and really, I'm not talking about like, be like, oh, well, I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for my family. Boring. I fell asleep 3 times when you said that. Okay. I'm talking real core, like get fucking raw with it. I want you to pretend today that if you do not feel in your heart this pure, powerful gratitude for the shit that you have right now. When you wake up tomorrow, whatever you're not at your core thankful for, you don't have it. Imagine that. I want you to imagine that. Just stop for a second and think, man, if I really did lose this house because I'm not thankful for it, because I saw the Joneses just moved into a 12-bedroom house with 30 acres and they're getting chickens and goats and everything I've ever wanted, right? So why the fuck would I like my little house here in the city block, you know, where we're smashed in here like sardines? Okay, because bitch, I guarantee we're a lot happier here than we would be in an apartment. Okay. Find the gratitude for where you are now with the things you have now and really feel like, what would life be like if you woke up without that? When is the last time you were just thankful that you could see? Like, where you really thought about it? Like, fuck me, your body is amazing. Okay, you were created so perfect inside and out, so perfect, exactly the way you are. Everything that you needed was created inside of you in that moment at the point of creation. At the thought of you being here, it was ready. He knew you before you had a name. That's a big fucking deal. And you've got these eyes and you can see and you can hear, you can touch, you can feel, you can taste, you can smell, you can walk. You can throw a ball. You can drive a car. You have a car to drive. A house to live in, arms to hug your babies, words to say I love you. This shit is real. Imagine you wake up without that shit tomorrow and there's someone somewhere that doesn't have it that would give anything to either have not taken it for granted or to be able to experience it. And you've got it. But yeah, bitch, let's go see the newest news on Taylor Swift and her Kelce boyfriend. Okay, let's go figure out the shit that's important, right? Let's fight over politics and all the bullshit. Let's complain about, you know, fucking tax prices. And I get it. I get it. We're definitely being robbed, but give back to Caesar what's Caesar's, you know, fuck them. Anybody that takes dirty money is dirty. And really, celebrity gossip, really? That's our priority, or we're all in tune to whatever, you know, heartbreaking news is coming through now. Like they, you know, they find this kid Riley in Nashville and he's dead. We knew the outcome. We knew he wasn't alive. Okay. We follow that. We feel it, that we become obsessed with it. Everybody's doing research on, you know, Kate Middleton. Is that her name? I think so. What's important? Be grateful for the shit you have. Stop losing focus. You can't even handle what's going on in your the core of your family, but you're worried about what other people are up to? Get your house in order. Get your shit together. Or next time you tell me that, you know, Brandon, I just want to be happy, I'm going to tell you to fuck off. Like I am. Because it's so simple and it's science and it's spiritual and it's unexplainable and it's a miracle and it's all of those things at the same time. Release the feel-good chemicals. Go to Google and figure out, you know, what can I do to boost serotonin, dopamine, and all my endorphins naturally? What can I do? And they're going to be like, you're going to tune into the Listen Bitch podcast and you're going to do what the fuck she says. Because that's what happens. When you really give a fuck about you, it's going to impact different aspects of your psychological health. Okay? That means your self-esteem. Like, how could I ever come on this podcast and rip you guys a new one if I don't have my shit together? If I was literally just in, you know, my living room eating a box of Entenmann's donuts. I think they're Entenmann's. Okay. My husband has an addiction to the chocolate donut and they're really fucking good. I'm not going to lie. I'm in there eating a box of that, a bag of Doritos. I just finished, you know, 6 episodes of my favorite show. I'm scrolling on Facebook. I've got all the updates on celebrity gossip. There's no way I'm going to have the self-esteem and the self-confidence and the fucking brass balls to come in here and tell you guys to get your shit together. It promotes self-awareness where you could call yourself out on that stuff. It gives you that, you know, emotional regulation. I'm not freaking out. I'm not reactive. I feel good. I can handle shit. Okay. The world could drop bombs on me and I'll be like, doo doo doo. And if I microdose, I might even laugh about it a little. That's it. And when you engage in activities that promote self-awareness, that self-compassion, relaxation. You're reducing the symptoms of everything that's holding you captive right now. What's going to happen to your physical health if you move your body regularly? If you sleep 8 hours a day, men 6 hours a day, if you're eating healthy, what happens? I'll tell you, maintaining a healthy lifestyle reduces the risk of chronic diseases. It's going to boost your immune system, increase longevity, and it's going to contribute to the overall happiness and well-being. We are social people, and you cannot create meaningful, real relationships if you're not real with yourself. And I see it. I've got people in my life that are just fake as fuck because they don't practice that self-care, and they think taking care of everybody else outside of themselves, like there's some badge of honor in that, like killing yourself for everybody else. There's no badge of honor. Okay, it's going to be you and God, and he's going to be like, what'd you do for you? What'd you do for the temple? You know, how'd you treat the church? I didn't have time. I was in everybody else's church. But God, babe, okay, get it together. Get it together. Self-care and happiness is a multifaceted miracle. And we're bringing in biological, psychological, spiritual, and social factors, because all of these things coming together, that's cultivating happiness. That's building resilience. And that is the fulfillment that we want in our lives. We want more, and that's okay. Let's do it the right way. It's not the things. Empty your Amazon cart right now. And I'm not saying that from a place of judgment, from someone who just had 12 Amazon packages delivered. Bitch, we're balling on a budget. We're on a budget. I don't even have a desire. Well, I mean, I got my 2 raw chickens, you guys, and I think that was the last thing on my dream plate. My dream plate of like things, and I put air quotes around things because things outside of whatever, just stuff. I still am like, I have mental health cats, you guys, and they're the greatest things I've ever known. I'm obsessed. I highly recommend it. But outside of that, okay, unless you're getting a cat, put your fucking debit card away and just be done and ask yourself, am I doing this for me or am I doing this for someone else? Is it something that really makes you feel good? Like I get it. It took a long time for me to buy a new pair of socks. Number one, I don't wear them very often. Number two, I was just like, fuck it. But like they're falling apart, right? So yeah, there was a necessity and it felt really good to have new socks. Okay. It felt good. That's a cool thing. That's a little bit of self-love. It wasn't an indulgent, like I need 6 princess dresses up in my closet that I'm, you know, never going to wear and all the things. Stop looking for the outside shit. It's in you and it's really fucking simple. What are we going to start with, kids? What are we going to start with today? Attitude of gratitude. All together now. Attitude of gratitude. What are you thankful for? It is worth cultivating this stuff. It is worth putting in the practice and the effort for the discipline. It is worth stepping into the potential of who you are. It is worth it. I know this was some tough love, okay? I know it was some tough love. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for leaving a written review of the podcast. Thank you for signing up at brandonlinott.com. If you're ready for microdose, just you can message me on Facebook. Just reach out. It's very obvious where to find me. Email, but Facebook is probably where I'm at the most, okay? Marketing Mavens is open. I am starting training next week for social media mastery. So if you are someone who is in business, sales, marketing, network marketing, affiliate marketing, any kind of online, you want to make money, or maybe you're not, because I can work with you where you are. I don't give a shit. This acclimates to everybody. Okay. Put some money in your pocket. Let's go. Okay. Marketing Mavens opening up. This was my most popular training, and it had a pretty hefty price tag on it to get into this training, but it is free for anybody who gets into Marketing Mavens. And if you want in Marketing Mavens, I will give you the link. Okay. So we're talking $25 for an entry fee. And if you want to stay, you can do an upgrade to premium. So that's an incredible ass deal, because I'm all about premium, you guys. It is it's an incredible community. You're getting support and one-on-one shit from seven-figure earners, okay? And I'm not giving you the fluff. I mean, they're real. They're real. They're not fucking around. They're not going to blow smoke up your ass, and it's not a bunch of bullshit. There's no team building. You don't have to get five to make five and, you know, whatever. Get your team to build five, and there's no team building. It's just you doing the thing, and you own your people. We build your brand. We focus on your power, your light. Okay. Especially you little MLM bitches. Okay. Joining 100 companies and spamming people. You are fucking it up. This should have always just been about you. Change products as much as you like, but nobody should know. Nobody should publicly know. They should just know that, you know, when I message Brandon, it's going to be for weight loss, because that's what she's done. Okay. That's what she's done. And, you know, it's about building that brand, building that connection, because every time you leave, the company owns those people. They own your list. I want to teach you how to grow and protect it. Okay. Grow and protect it, because we don't know what social media is going to do. We just don't know. So, yeah. All that kind of shit, babe. Okay. I want to build your brand. I want to build your bank account. And I really want you to start being fucking grateful for the shit you have. Okay. I want you to take massive responsibility for where you are in this human experience. And I want you to step into the full potential. Listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Flawed, fantastic, fucking beautiful, badass. Brandon Lynette reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena, babe. Keep swinging.